My answer is no. There's zero evidence yet that he's that player. He's played well in one game.
The main evidence
in his college career.
The main evidence I have to refute you is just that you, if you do any reading on like what the, it's now this is like the denizens of the message board and Twitter, is that like some Texas fans were grumbling, and you know Texas Keith, I have no idea where he came out on this one or zeroes out on this one, who thought Manning should have played over Ewers last year, but like they kind of just stuck with Ewers because they were playing well. And they went with safer pick versus maybe Arch Manning's ceiling being higher.
Okay, but that's when your strongest argument is a fanatical college football fan base wanted the guy to play.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot to go by. You can't point to what Arch Manning has done in his life as a quarterback and say there's ample evidence here that he's one of these Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning or even Trevor Lawrence or John Elway types, where it's just a consensus across the board that the second this guy becomes eligible for the draft, he's automatically the number one pick. He's thrown 9 touchdowns, and most of them were against, if not all of them, were against garbage teams.
No, he played against bad competition. I'd acknowledge that. I don't think he's an absolute sure thing. Because the problem for him when compared
take
to like
absolute
Peyton,
off it. Is he a sure thing?
No.
No.
I mean, I still think like the evaluators who look at him and say he has all the tools would know more than I would.
But
I mean,
where did they see him show these tools, Chris? In a high school football game in New Orleans? I mean, that's we Terrell Pryor looked like he might have been the greatest football player of all time back in high school here.
About him being like a Manning that I think is actually hurting him. It seems like even in his shoes, almost any other elite recruit would probably have just entered the portal and gone elsewhere. And instead, because he's a Manning, I think he wanted to go to Texas, stay at Texas, do his thing, and wait his turn. So we just have very little body of evidence. I also don't think it's a guarantee he's even there in the draft next year, because he might stay and play another year. Because befitting his status as a Manning and a guy who's probably making boatloads of money on NIL, he would probably, you know, take the counsel of Peyton and say it'll help you to stay and play 2 years as the starter. You'll be much better prepared for life in the NFL. So we're dealing with a very famous name and what we presume are very good skills based on his recruiting pedigree, but we're in the rare spot where we truly have no idea about the guy. How many years into his college career? 2 now? 2 full years in. We don't really know if the most ballyhooed recruit in his class is any good. And what doesn't help him in this debate, and where I would have a little bit of pause, you know where I am. Lenora Sellers is QB1 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think we've seen enough flashes from him. Like, okay, you could start to dream about the kind of athlete and player you might have there. The thing about Manning's situation that I think hurts him even more is, look where the dude who played ahead of him at Texas went in the NFL draft.
Bostic made that point on Twitter and got crucified for it
But I do think there's some validity. Now, you can be a really good college player and pretty obviously not have the stuff that the NFL wants. See, White, Jason, Toretta, Geno, etc. Mm-hmm. Danny Werfel. You could go on and on. But like Quinn Ewers' stock fell in the NFL's eyes, but he held off Arch Manning. I would love to, like...
I mean, Palko held off Flacco. Do you count that?
I mean, Flacco transferred and then he went and, you know, balled out. The person I'd love to ask about all this, I guess, like the most interesting person in this whole thing is Sarkisian. He's the guy making the choice to stay with Ewers. He wants to win games. He also recruited Arch Manning. Like, I'd love to just get truth serum and say, why did you not go to Arch Manning? Why could Quinn Ewers hold him
and
off
it's
in
that,
your mind?
And it's that decision that makes Manning such a mystery here.
Right.
When I hear Steelers fans say, do whatever it takes to get Arch Manning, based on nothing. Schefter's going on and on about how they're the most, you know, interesting team or most intriguing team for next year's draft, not just because it's here, but because of all the picks they have and the fact that they need a quarterback. They're not going to finish with the worst record in the NFL. They're just not. It's not going to happen. They're going to win enough games to make sure that they're at least mediocre. So you're going to have to give up a lot
mm-hmm.
to move up to get a guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, at least by that point next spring, you'll have seen Manning play a dozen or more college football games in the SEC. Mm-hmm. So you'll have a lot more to go off of. But I honestly think right now, if you ask Steelers fans, 412-928-9370, if you had to trade two first-round picks or three first-round picks for Arch Manning, would you do it? I think an overwhelming amount would say yes.
Because they're desperate for a quarterback, wouldn't you say, because of the wilderness that this team's been in? I'll overpay. Just give it to me.
Well, but it's based on the fact that a lot of fans just assume that because of who his uncles are and because of who his grandfather was.
His name was Arch Davis, and he didn't have any famous relatives. How would he be viewed? And he probably would have also, in that case, would have entered the portal already, and he probably would be playing somewhere.
It's just crazy to me that the goal of teams, or the hope of teams, I should say, the hope of teams like the Steelers, who don't have a quarterback, is to get Arch Manning, to get this guy. And there is nothing, I mean nothing, to go by or to suggest that he's going to be the player that changes the fortune of this franchise. Zero. His only game where he really played start to finish was against Mississippi State, who I think finished dead last in the SEC. He was good. He threw, I think, four touchdowns or something like that, or 300 yards. He was tremendous.
Do you think he'll be better in the pros than Quinn Ewers? The guy who ended up holding him off.
I guess gun to my head, I'll say yes, because I don't know if Ewers is ever going to play, and I think right now Manning's at least going to get that chance, so I guess so.
If you had to just blindly pick right now one of these three guys next year, they're all eligible, Nussmeier, Sellers, and Manning, one of them that you could take, who would it be?
I'd probably say one of the other two right now, because they've both in the SEC had good games. This guy's done nothing. This is going to blow your mind. I'm not sure Arch Manning's a better college quarterback than Kenny Pickett. How could I be? Pickett had one monster season. This guy has the potential to do that. He'll have at least one more year at Texas, but it's all based on projections and potential and things about where he was drafted and his last name, like you said.
The funny thing about this is going to be, if he plays well next year for Texas and maybe as a Heisman Trophy finalist,
yep,
then this debate will shift from, are we even sure Arch Manning is good, to people foaming at the mouth,
right,
if there's ambiguity about him entering the draft or going back for one more year at Texas. You might be leading the charge, saying, I'll fly to Austin and convince him myself.
Donnie, give us Ewers' numbers from last year. What if his numbers are worse? What if he's still good, but he's not as good as the guy that took them to the top of the SEC last year, got them to the playoff? I mean, he's set a pretty high bar as far as college production goes, no?
So he had just under 3,500 yards the last two seasons. His yardage is both at 3,479 and then 3,472 this past year. 31 touchdowns, 12 picks. He completed 65.8% of his throws in 24, 69% in 23.
Those are pretty good numbers, Chris. I would not, if you asked me to bet right now, will Arch Manning have better numbers than that this college football season, I'd probably say no.
Isn't he a little bit of a different kind of player, though? He's an actual runner.
He runs more, yeah. He's not like Peyton or Eli at all.
God, no. But he's like an objectively good runner, which is why I would think Tomlin would be interested in him, because he's much more Archie Manning, who actually could run but just got killed behind that Saints line.
I mean, is that your dream, Donnie, as a Steelers fan, to have Arch Manning be the next quarterback here?
I wouldn't say it's my dream. I mean, you have to wonder if it is a little bit of what the conversations, at least early on, were about Shedeur Sanders. His name, great NFL pedigree, this kid's going to be a great player. Now, obviously, Sanders had a fall of a lifetime in the draft, but
people did say that about him last year,
right,
at this time. People just threw out there, he's Shedeur Sanders,
yeah,
he's the top pick.
Ryan Wilson picked him. Had him projected in last April in his way too early draft to be the number one pick.
Yeah.
And then he went out and statistically had a pretty good year.
Which is why Arch Manning could have statistically a good, not great year, but if he shows certain tools that NFL teams like, he's going to rise.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's barely played. He has barely played.
That's the other part of this that's a problem. College production very clearly does not always. Sometimes it does. Burrow puts up insane godlike numbers, is a great NFL player. With quarterbacks, college production doesn't even often predict NFL success because what you're being asked to do. What is Jackson Dartz? What was the big rub on him negatively going into the draft? He plays in a dumbed-down offense that Lane Kiffin creates
system quarterback.
To make it a one-read situation.
System quarterback, yep.
See ball, see receiver, throw ball. So he put up very good numbers. He tore up a good Penn State team, but people have doubts about him because he's not going to be asked to do it that way in the pros.